Let's go, AJ Allmendinger, times 2 to 3, why NASCAR podcast with EG3 returns once again on the weekend of August 21st, 22nd, here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Eddie Greer III, your host for this NASCAR podcast, a jam-packed edition here coming up. Trucks, playoffs, also the Xfinity Series just got wrapped up 4 hours ago. I'm recording it once again after the Xfinity Series, another AJ Allmendinger victorious fired up celebration, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series of 3 divisions in all of motorsports. Let's get right down onto it. So much to get to in this jam-packed hour edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Appreciate y'all for downloading and subscribing, and also welcome in the new listeners of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. One more time for the dinger, AJ Allmendinger, recording this, as I said, just 4 hours ago. AJ Allmendinger in triple overtime holds off Brandon Jones in a furious rocket ship in Josh Berry to win another Xfinity Series race after an emotional victory at Indianapolis Road Course last week. Actually, that came in the Cup Series after a disappointing runner-up finish in the Xfinity Series, an emotional victory in the Cup Series race there. In the Cup Series, I mean, Dale Jr. said it in the broadcast today. He's not going to put in the categories upset, but I will put in the Cups. And I mean, yes, AJ Allmendinger, I know I'm going to be combining a whole bunch because the last time we recorded obviously was after the Xfinity Series with Austin Cindric. Austin Cindric was today in the middle of a big wreck in stage two there that took his chance after he took win in stage one and was sitting there riding around the damaged car. You're already locked in the box. See, that right there, that kind of irritated me there a little bit. You know, why are you going to sit there and just ride around, you know? I don't know, with a damaged race car, you're already locked in the playoffs. So I was just took it in. I would have not messed around with it that much. I was just took it in. You know, and that is that, but that's no over here or there. But I just want to just irritated me that a little bit. You're in damaged car mode, and there's just no point of you just riding around. and yes, I know. I mean, the whole saying goes, you ain't getting most points you get, but in this case, this is a different situation, especially with a guy that's trying to repeat as Xfinity Series champion. So that was just a waste of time there, just riding around there with a damaged front end. Looking like a modified there, so I mean that was from my fans' point, not a very smart move on their part there. After getting unfortunate, I mean it was unfortunate for them that they got tore up there in that situation. Brandon Brown can't keep it off the wall, takes out a good cars in the process of that. So yeah, very costly for Austin Cindric, as well as Daniel Hemric, continues this bad luck in the good car in the Xfinity Series after all that said and done. But yet, Allmendinger, after three tries, the third time is a charm for Allmendinger, leading a race high 70 laps en route to another victory right there. And the crowd was chanting AJ, 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 just like that. And why not? I mean, big time win there. And obviously, Allmendinger went back, and this is his third win in the Xfinity Series this year. 8th career NASCAR Xfinity Series champion. Not champion. Not yet. Not yet, anyways. Woo! It's late. It's late in the night. 8th NASCAR Xfinity Series win of his career. Like I said, Brandon Jones, I mean, the old Michigan, I've said this before on the podcast many times when it comes to Michigan. I mean, this is the new layout. I mean, an old layout will have you ride low, ride middle, ride high. Yes, they put down the rosin that they did at Nashville a couple months ago. That seemed to work a little bit.
Yeah, but still, I think for me, I mean, if you get out of any groove, if you're not, bottom line is, if you're not a fast race car, you're not gonna handle as good. That's just the bottom line. The new Michigan, I mean, the old Michigan, you probably get away with that and make your car work any type of way, whether it's low, middle, or on the high side, right? But in this case here, you still have that main lane, but you had the cars go up a lane higher. You had other cars go past lower still, though. Like Allgaier did earlier, and Angel Allmendinger made the game-winning pass there late in the race there. And it's been a while since I brought this out, but I got a three-wide move to end the podcast there, and you probably know what it is, or you should think. So stay tuned for that at the end of the broadcast there. Just big runs all the way around here. Allmendinger back-to-back wins. Even though they're both, one was Cup, delivering their first Cup win. Colleague Racing, yes, we're going a little back and forth here a little bit. Because, yeah, the last time I recorded was Saturday, the night before the road course race for the Cup Series there, which was eventful for itself. We'll touch on that. And, of course, a three-wide moment at the end of the podcast here. Yours to the three-wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. Here in Manhattan, Kansas, Eddie Gritter, 30 with you guys tonight. After the checkered flag flew today on the Xfinity Series race, for the Xfinity Series, it was the New Holland 250 that saw AJ Allmendinger having hold off Brandon Jones multiple times in three overtimes. Gregson came on late, and Josh Berry, who had tremendous news this week. And while I'm sticking on that note here, Josh Berry getting the full-time ride, and it makes total sense here. And the way that he's done, Josh Berry got the full sign, a full-time ride for next year. He will be going for the championship for Junior Motorsports, and well-deserving. He proved that today in the place of the still-injured Michael Annett in the one car for Junior Motorsports. So Josh Berry, for the first time, raced at Michigan, put up took quite a show there, including which I'm probably not gonna say it right now, but all the way around, he started. He started 17th, and he gets it right away. He's a quick study. I mean, that's the bottom line here. Obviously, national champion last year, he's made a big time effort into knowing these cars, and he's taking advantage of it, and now it leads to this. It's led to other multiple opportunities with other pro teams like Jordan Anderson. Anderson's racing second car, the truck series. We've seen him multiple times now, so it's caught the attention of owners. NASCAR owners want to put him in this car, but Dale Jr. is going to keep him in his stable for next year in the Xfinity Series. He'll be going for the championship in the number 8 for Junior Motorsports, who almost pulled, Josh Berry almost pulled it out early this afternoon, but could not do it. AJ Allmendinger, he was not going to be denied here in this instance there. But what a couple good performances here. And I'm actually going to steal something from another podcast. Let me run this from 10 to 1, shall we, folks? Bubba Wallace making an appearance in the Xfinity Series. And remember, Bubba Wallace knows how to get around Michigan. Obviously, a winner at Michigan in the Camping World Truck Series. Comes home in the 10th spot today. Not too bad. He got caught up in the big one today at Michigan. in the big one in stage two today. And rallied back for a top 10 finish. So, again, he got two. And this relates to him needing that track time, possibly. I don't know. But he's going to need it, obviously, if he's going to make the postseason. Two more shots at it tomorrow. And then, obviously, and the way that that is shaping up now, I might be able to record. I might be able to record the middle of the week, obviously, with Daytona, the regular season finale, next Saturday night. Obviously, I will be recording then. But, however, I could record next Sunday, so we'll have to see what happens there. Obviously, it's been crazy busy on my end with a new job, getting settled in for that. And then I have some big news coming up Big news. Oh, yeah. I tweeted out last night. Big news to share. I'm going to hold off on that until next Sunday edition when we wrap up Daytona and reveal the final spots for the Cup Series as they're going to be set for the NASCAR playoffs here after Daytona. Man, it's gone by so fast as well. So, Bubba Wallace, nicely done in the 10th spot. How about this cat? Where did this dude come from? This 40 in the 48. No, I'm not talking about Jimmy Johnson. I'm talking about Jade Buford. Started 19th. Nobody in NBC broadcast would mention this guy. I mean, I guess I turn it to NFL preseason football after AJ spoke to the crowd and to the, I can't remember who spoke, conducted the interview with AJ there. But Jade Buford, how about this? Ninth for him. He basically came out of nowhere, though, but well deserved. Obviously, taking advantage of some of the heavy hitters being knocked out of the race earlier today as well. But shout out Jay Buford, there in a ninth spot there. Brett Moffitt in the Our Motorsports 02 finishing the eighth spot there. Solid, just solid. Another solid effort from him. How about this cat, the Herp Show? Robin Hurst is really coming on his own, really, in the second half of the year, obviously. First half, obviously, I've mentioned this before this year, early this year, on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. He looked shaky. He looked shaky. He tried to do too much. Obviously, this car went to victory lane nine times last year. But Robin Hurst is really coming on to his own. At one point, I believe he was sitting, third or fourth in one of the overtimes there. And he fell back to 7th there. All in all, Robbie Hurst has really come on here in the second half of the race. And sets up a position to get in the playoffs. Obviously, Brandon Brown's bad luck continues. Not keeping the car off the wall. Not staying out of trouble. Hurst is taking advantage of that. And putting himself in solid position there to make it to the Xfinity Series playoffs. 6th, Justin Allgaier for Junior Motorsports. 7th. And at one point there, if everything would have played out after the final pit stops there, he would have been hawked down. Obviously, Josh Berry was on his ass there with the call there. Justin Allgaier and his crew chief making the call, but put fuel only instead of not. Excuse me. And not putting tires on it. So, Justin Allgaier there in 6th there. And who knows? I mean, he would have lost the race anyways there with that strategy because Berry was just that much faster there, his teammate. The Harrison Burton rallied back. And I thought he was in trouble. He had a pit early before the final pit stops. Luckily for him, Harrison Burton, Joe Gibbs Racing, finished in the top 5, 5th for Harrison Burton. Really rallied for him there, and he was in deep trouble there. And he, at one point, raced Berry extremely hard. I thought they were going to take each other out there around turn 3 or 4 there. But all in all, nice rally for Harrison. Josh Berry, one of the big stories of the week of NASCAR. Josh Berry taking the place of Michael Annette there. Annette still recovering from injury suffered there, which I need to look that up. Obviously he was supposed to do the double, or was supposed to be at Nashville in the other Xfinity Series race. I can't remember. I believe it was a road course there. He had to sit out there and try to recover. So I got to do some research on that one. But Berry finishing in the 4th spot. Noah Gregson 3rd. Top 3 for Noah Gregson. Top total podium finish for him. Good for him. Brandon Jones started deep in the field, 24th, and ends up 2nd there. And he could have challenged either Berry or Allmendinger if he would have chosen the bottom of the racetrack. But obviously, there he felt more comfortable up at the high side, where obviously that's where the good launch is going to happen. Unless you have a really strong car, you can make moves on the bottom side. But everyone's going to want the top side, especially the leaders. And Austin Cindric giving, at the beginning of the race, giving AJ an easy pass there, giving choosing the low side and giving AJ Allmendinger, who had clearly one of the cars to beat, Barry was the other one, but Allmendinger was not going to be denied here. And so that's kind of the look around. And I already mentioned the winner of this race, Allmendinger. That is three times this year. Vegas. Vegas, Mid-Ohio, and now here. Then Kalig has a lot of momentum. Obviously, the Cup deal, at least for this year, is just a part-time deal there. But Yorhi, as we mentioned earlier, a few weeks ago this summer on the pod, Justin Haley was tabbed to be the full-time driver for Matt Kalig for next year. So are you sure you want to put Allmendinger full-time in there in the X-Men series for another year? I mean, I don't know. The way that he's going right now, he's hot. He's hot right now. And obviously with Cindric out of the picture today, he was going to be tough to beat. That was for sure. That's your 10-1 deal there as well. Others that got caught up in that wreck there in stage two there, Austin Cindric, Daniel Hemric, Justin Haley, Mike Snyder. And those are all involved there. Brandon Brown got loose there. And yeah, that basically, if anything else, could have basically taken him out of the playoff picture there for Brandon Brown, who worked so hard. He made the playoffs last year and was in good shape, though, to make it. But this right here, 2 weeks in a row, it's just not going to cut it there for Brandon Brown. So he's going to have an upset win at Daytona, more than likely. Well, not actually. Xfinity Series does not end in Daytona. I believe they end in Richmond, if I'm not mistaken there. So Brandon Brown's got a lot to work to do here. He's going to make something happen to get in to the Xfinity Series playoffs.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
So now taking a look now at the Xfinity Series before going back to the Cable World Truck Series, who raced last night to start their playoffs in St. Louis here. If I can pull it from my other tab here, we'll have to see about that. But yeah, big win there for Allmendinger in the next time. Ooh, yeah, let me go back again here, as now my other tab's going to be a pain here. So yeah, but another win for Colleague Racing here, another win for AJ Allmendinger. That's two back-to-back weeks, one in the Cup Series and one in the today in the Xfinity Series race there in Michigan. Again, the Cup Series is tomorrow, and you know, if you picked it up by now, this podcast will be out an hour before the green flag drops for the Cup Series race tomorrow there, mid-afternoon time as well. Only two races left for the Cup Series before buckle up time for the playoffs here. And so there we go. So the standings now, as I'm switching gears over to the playoff side of things here, Herbst extends his, and you really take, you eliminate Michael Annette from the equation, and Brandon Brown, 82 points. So that's, yeah, that's a lot of work to do on that in there. Allmendinger, if the playoffs were to start next week for the Xfinity Series, which they won't, but if they do, Allmendinger cuts into Cindric's lead. He's a 2-seed clearly right now. Allgaier's the 3rd seed, and even though Daniel Hemric has had some bad luck all year long with fast race cars, he sits seed number 4 in the playoff picture right now. As it stands right now, and Cindric already has, well, actually, no. So, Cindric's falling out early in the race. Allmendinger has streaking up the lead to 35. I don't know what it was before then, but Allmendinger now, 35, only 35 points away from Cindric. So, this is not over yet. So, this is not over. yeah, for the Xfinity Series battle. As they head to Daytona, obviously. There, and actually, it's not Richmond. It's Bristol, the last regular season race for the Xfinity Series. And if you hold, I not believe, unless something wacky ass happens in the Xfinity Series race next couple of weeks, I believe with the Brandon Brown, another Brandon Brown mishap, I think you're looking at the Xfinity Series plop drivers right there. You should look at Cedric Almenier, Allgaier, Hamrick, Haley, Jeb Burton, Harrison Burton, Norgregson, Mike Snyder with a with that victory at Homestead, and Brand Jones yet to taste victory lane. He will be the last driver there, but he's clearly good right now, especially after finishing in the second spot. Eddie Greer, third, 3 Wide NASCAR podcast rolls along. So now over to the Truck Series side. And yes, we're going to get to the Cup side, Series side, after the intermission break, after we get some adjustments on our race car to go fast on the high side. Moving to the middle groove, and big news coming out of the Truck Series. We'll get to that momentarily here. But Sheldon Creed, absolutely, after a few delays last night, Sheldon Creed dominated this race. He dominated the playoff opener, the NASCAR Keeping World Truck Series playoff race at the Worldwide Technology Raceway Friday night, winning the first opener of the playoffs, locking himself into the final eight. And Sheldon Creed, 42 laps led out of the schedule 163. And now this Sheldon Creed's only second win. And remember, let's not forget, have we mentioned that Creed won a championship last year in a Truck Series? So the defending champ made a statement last night in St. Louis there, and only his second win of the year and second win at Gateway and his seventh of his career. And Creed won both stages there in the race, and of course this race went into overtime as well. So Creed had to held off Matt Crafton there in overtime to get the job done right there as well. But a lot of playoff drivers, the big story coming out of here, a lot of playoff drivers had a lot of issues here. And another big story, non-playoff driver issue, we'll get to that, not an issue, but non-playoff driver news, huge news coming out of here, out of this race. Get to that in just a moment here. Yeah, absolutely. So the drivers had issues throughout the night. There, Chandler Smith had a rear hub issue there. Zane Smith, transmission issues there as well. Austin Hill, Gillen, Josevar were involved in a multi-car accident there with a handful. Well, this was in the beginning of stage three. The three of them got involved in an accident there in the big one. The number one seed in the 2021 playoffs, folks, ladies and gentlemen. The number one seed, John Hunter Nemechek, JH, had to pull behind the wall after he reported that, quote-unquote, something was broken. And that something he referred to turned out to be a brake rotor. Wow. And, yeah, this is what I'm talking about, folks. Anything can happen. Once you get into these playoffs, anything can happen. Wow. Stunning right there. Stunning events there. Especially the dominant driver in the Truck Series all season long there, having issues right there. 10-1, Jack Wood finishing in the 10th spot. Well, actually, you know what? We're going to go, we're about to enter the playoffs in the Cup Series in a few weeks, the Xfinity Series. We're just going to, like I did last year, just focus on the playoff drivers unless something big happened, which it did happen, non-driver playoff related. And we'll get to that in a second. Sheldon Creed already mentioned him. Matt Crafton, runner-up finish in this race last night. Ben Rhodes finished third. Stuart Friesen, nice start. He came in here, the 10th seed in these playoffs. What better way to kick it off with a top five, strong top five effort there, finishing in the fourth position there. John Hunter Nemechek actually came back on the racetrack after a little bit. He finished a couple laps down. Nemechek, 22nd there. And I haven't checked the standings yet. We'll check them together here in just a moment here in the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 here in Manhattan, Kansas. Austin Hill, 23rd. Chandler Smith, 28th. Todd Gillen, 29th, and Zane Smith finished the worst out of the playoff drivers, 35th. That's a damaging blow to Zane Smith, who came in with some momentum there. 35th, that's not going to get it done. 29th, 28th, that's not going to get it. And John Henry Nemechek, yeah, he got all those wins, but you don't want to pressure, even though that's, again, that's out of your control. When, with these issues, that's this one sport that it's everything kind of out of your control. There with you can only drive the car, you can't control brake rotors, engine failures, and all that other stuff. So John Hunter Nemechek off to a slow start there, finishing in 22nd. Let's go ahead and go reverse way there. Creed Crafton Rhodes Friesen, Johnny Sauter the first non-playoff driver, finished 5th. Chase Purdy 6th. Haley Deegan, history in the making, in the books last night, finished 7th. I'll rally back to her momentarily. 8th was Carson Hocevar. Even though Hocevar, did I overlook him? I did, for some reason. My bad. So Carson Hocevar finished in the 8th spot right there. So that's a good run for his first playoff opener there. I am trying. There we go. Find the article on that. I got it up here. So, Austin Wayne Self clocks in a nice 9th place run, and Jack Wood finishing in the 10th position right there as well. Haley Deegan last night in the trucks. Big time accomplishment for her, obviously. Getting her best career finish in the Camaro Truck Series last night there with a 7th place finish. She did not score. She did not score stage points in either stage 1 or 2, but late in the race there, found a way to get it done. And Haley Deegan, I believe, becomes the 4th woman ever to finish in the top 10. I wanted to find that stat there because I read it earlier, and now I don't have it up. Now I don't have it up on the screen here. Maybe I can find it here. See, new. It's not up here. So definitely that's something to deal with right there. Here, and maybe I'll have to reiterate that later on, sometime around. But that's big, considering the facts that, you know, Haley Deegan has had her struggles a little bit here and there. But gotta give her kudos. Give her big time kudos there for finishing right there. And you finish in front of some big dogs in the truck series. So, you know, Haley Deegan is not intimidated of nobody there. So, big history making night last night. Sheldon Creed dominated the playoff race there. Obviously, he's going to be moving on. But Haley Deegan making news of her own there. Career best finish in St. Louis last night in the Cable World Truck Series there as the playoff pitcher. Now, for the Cable World Truck Series, I believe here, if I can pull the Capable Truck Series scheduled out now. Ooh, Darlington is next for the trucks. They're right back to it. That's going to be not this week coming, but actually, yeah, that's 2 weeks. 2 weeks goes down in the Truck Series. Let me see. Five. I believe that's going to be a doubleheader. That's a doubleheader for the Camaro Truck Series in the Cup Series. Again, the Cup Series race, ladies and gentlemen, will be the first playoff opener like it was last year. And this will be the second playoff race for the trucks in this instance right here. So, Darlington next for them as well. So, obviously, Sheldon Creed advances. John Nemechek still a healthy-sized lead, plus 55. Ben Rhodes, plus 52. Matt Crafton, 33 up. Stuart Friesen gained, the big gainer. Fifth, from 10th to 5th, plus 31. Austin Hill, 21 up. Carson Hocevar, 13. And Todd Gilliland, 10, which means Zane Smith, once again, it was these same two drivers last year that were battling for a round of 8 spot. So how ironic is that? Zane Smith